Hello again, friends, and welcome to another edition of Southern Fairways Radio Show presented by our good friends at McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. They're located just east of I-65 on Dolphin Street in Mobile, or you can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. We are broadcasting live from our Strixon studios right here in Lower Alabama, as I am your host, Randy Bergen, joined by Oriole TV's Doug Holton. Doug, how you doing? Have you been watching a lot of the Open, sir?
I did. I watched a little bit before I came up here, a little bit Thursday and Friday, and it's always fun to get up in the morning and watch the Open. Was that good, Randy? Not really.
I don't know what that was, but don't ever do that again,
yeah,
okay?
It was a combo Scottish-Irish type
thing. I thought that was a little bit of Australian.
Yeah that's so. Where I was going with that. That's where they all came from, right? Same place.
Sure, absolutely.
But anyway, yeah, it's a little rainy here this morning, a little rainy there, and got a little college football this week. We're almost there.
Yeah, so we are, 43 days, I think, 42 days away from
you got your calendar out,
toe
haven't
meets
you?
Leather. Yeah. Maybe we'll hear from your Auburn head coach, Freeze, a little bit later on. Maybe we'll hear from DeBoer from Alabama a little bit as well. Got a great show lined up for you. Bobby Hall, Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall, Director of Golf at Quail Creek Golf Club in Fairhope, Alabama, and PGA teaching professional. He'll be here in just a little bit. He's fresh back from his trip to Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to him about that. We're scheduled to have Peter Jacobson on with us at the bottom of the hour. Of course, Peter was going to be on last week, but had to break away. He had to do something on TV. Can you imagine that? But he's going to spend a segment with us. Excited to have him on for sure. But a lot going on. As you mentioned, the last major of the 2024 season, PGA Tour season, from Royal Troon there in Scotland. We're going to get you caught up on the leaderboards. Well, I'll tell you, as you know, right now, Shane Lowry is leading at 7-under. There's a guy by the name of Daniel Brown at 4. He was at 5-under, but I think he's already teed off. And I think he bogeyed his first hole. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that. But who was Daniel Brown? You ever heard of him before?
Yeah, just this week. It's the first time. So and it's always fun to see a new guy break onto the scene like that and play well in a major.
Exactly. We got a little bite. We'll hear from him as he talked about his round, his first two rounds. So we'll play that for you here in just a little bit as well. Maybe throw in a little fishing. I had an opportunity to go fishing earlier this week, me and my brother-in-law, Vern. And, boy, we tore them up. And, guys, if you're out red fishing right now, if you're in the Delta.
It's good.
Oh, my goodness. We had a blast. There's nothing more fun than a late afternoon after the rain.
Quiet.
It's just awesome. And
you can just hear the – what do you fish with? I'm not a fisher.
You're not a fisherman?
But,
oh, okay.
You hear the lure hit the top of the water, type of thing?
Actually, we heard the cork hit the top of the water because we're fishing with shrimp.
Yeah.
So, but we'll talk maybe a little bit more about that coming up. But we want to thank some of our great sponsors of the show, McConnell Automotive, Strixon Golf, Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. Matt not here with us today. He'll be back with us next week. Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Alabama. Ben Murphy Roofing, Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai. Kraft Farms. Golf courses in Gulf Shores, of course, the only Arnold Palmer signature design course in Alabama. Don't forget about Peninsula Golf Course, all fantastic places to play. I want to thank Lisa Johnson Realtor, Fairhope Golf Works, Boom's Thai Kitchen. Something good is happening at Boom's Thai Kitchen, and we're going to tell you about that next week. And, of course, the PSR Radio Network. We've left the door open. Here he is, Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall. Bobby, how you doing, my man?
I'm tired. I got a lot going on. We have an MGA event going on this morning. Got a little rain in the area, and so there's delays and lightning. And I go from one tournament to the next being a rules official, and it just never stops. Glad to be here, though.
Well,
be careful out there. There's a little rain in the area, so folks drive careful.
Well, you are fresh back from Lake Tahoe for the American Century Championship. Had a good turnout, big crowds out there, a great tournament again. As always, it seems like every year it gets a little bit better.
Gets bigger every year. They had the most attendance that sold out tickets on Friday and Saturday. Some friends of mine were out there, and I couldn't get them in.
Really?
They come all the way out. People had made reservations, which they do every year, and they're thinking they can get a ticket, and it sold out. And they've already put ticket sales on for next year, and they're selling out just as fast as they can.
Really?
Are they still friends or not?
Yeah, really.
Well, I just had to tell them you need to book early. And there's some people from here in Fairhope that have already contacted me about going out there. And a lot of people want to go.
Great summer trip.
It is just a fun event because you're seeing some of the celebrities and the football players, baseball, hockey, the superstars out there.
We got to get a package deal from Fairhope or something.
Listen, we had the Kelseys out there. You had Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce, and all the Swifties think she's going to show up.
Well, she's got a private plane. She'll show up.
She's over in Europe doing a concert for millions and millions of dollars. She's not going to come to the event. We kept trying to tell them, but we really do think that a lot of ticket sales were made because they thought she was going to show up and be with Travis.
Sure.
Which is great.
Were they wearing their boots around the golf course?
Oh, you can see everything out there. And if you go to the beach, you might not see anything at the beach.
Well.
If you know what I mean. But it's a great event.
What beach is this?
This is in Lake Tahoe at Edgewood, and it's the beach along 17 and 18.
I just want to go there.
You need to go. And, Randy, you do have a booth out there. We just got to get you an airline ticket out there, and you got a place to set up. You can set up on the range. We can do the show out there.
Well, then count it.
We just need to get you out there.
There you go. We'll be there next year.
Okay. It's too late.
It's a great event, and congratulations to Marty Fish.
Absolutely.
Who won?
Boy, he played well. He played well.
He plays well all the time.
There's no doubt. No doubt. How about Annika?
Annika plays very well. We moved her up kind of like 90% of what the celebrities play from her, and Hallie Ledbetter, which we're going to have on the show in the future. And she's just dynamite. Hallie Ledbetter's got a lot going on. But Annika was great. Yeah, she made a good run. John Smoltz made a run there at the end. But Marty's just a tremendous athlete, and what a great, great person he is.
Did you have one ruling out there that stood out more than others?
Yeah, when I did the Jimmy Fallon, DJ Khaled thing, that was hilarious. They had Jimmy Fallon, which will be a production on NBC coming up. I'm not sure when it's going to show, but the two of them do not know golf. Not at all. And they can't putt worth a you-know-what. But Fallon had challenged DJ Khaled to a match. You can see it on NBC. It's on YouTube if you want to go back and see it. And so they decided to have their match there at Lake Tahoe, and we played 17, 18, 17, and 18. And it was fun. It was enjoyable. It's entertaining, but it's not golf. I don't know what
comedy.
To call it. It's comedy.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun. But I had a couple of rulings with them. They don't really understand the game. And DJ questioned me on a ruling I had with Fallon. He didn't think it was fair, but he just, he doesn't know the rules. Very likable men. Enjoyed it. It's a lot of fun.
I liked your bear ruling last week.
Oh, the bear.
Yeah.
We had a bear come out on number 12 with her cubs. And we were a little nervous that with a bear with cubs, if you get too close, they're going to
be protective.
Yeah,
bear.
Sure. So we were encouraging people to stay away. If the bear comes out, just run away. We talked to the superintendent out there, Brad Wunderlich, and I said, what do we do when these bears come out? He said, just stay away from them. Don't aggravate them. Don't go close to them. And
don't feed them.
Don't feed them. So the bear came out, and she, on Sunday, brought her cubs across the fairway at number 12. And everybody just stopped and started taking pictures. I mean, what a beautiful sight, running across that fairway, which is beautiful. And then she went up to number 5 with her cubs and got in a couple of Marshall's bags. She smelled the food in the bag, ripped the bags open. And the Marshalls were like, okay.
Yeah, it's yours. That's yours.
It's yours.
Yeah.
And then she disappeared into the woods on number 5.
But now, was this a grizzly bear?
No, just a black or brown bear.
Okay.
Yeah, she was pretty big size, but she had her cubs. It was really cute, and everybody enjoyed it. She didn't bother anybody. We just left her alone. But there's a lot of wildlife out there, and they have coyotes in the morning. They have foxes and geese, and it's pretty wonderful. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, I bet it is. It sure looks good on TV.
But thank you to talk about that. It'll be on NBC next year. American Century signed another 6-year contract.
Oh, wow, good.
So, which is really good. NBC is just so excited about it. So look for the Jimmy Fallon spot. That'll be a lot of fun. I'm not sure when it's going to show, but it'll be on soon.
Yeah, and be looking for Bobby. I'm sure, Bobby, you'll –
Me and Chris Cookson, who – played golf here.
Played at Southern Miss. And he's from Mobile.
Southern Miss. He's from Mobile. Chris is one of the rules officials with us, and he'll be on there too.
That's one of the great things about golf, I think. It reminded me of River Chase in Birmingham back in the day. We used to go out there in the morning, and I worked there for a summer, and you'd see wild turkey out on the golf course. You see all kinds of wildlife when you're out on the golf course, the early morning or the late evening.
There's people that I play golf with that see wild turkey every time they go play golf. It's in a bottle.
That's a different
101.
Turkey.
Wow. Good stuff. Hey, by the way, we're going to have Peter Jacobson scheduled to be on with us at the bottom of the hour.
Talked to Peter at the range. Yeah. He's a great guy. And, yes, I just texted him, Randy, and he texts back. He'll be on at 10:30.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Always fun to talk with Peter. And, of course,
people listening out there, you need to stay tuned because Peter has some comments about the tour and what's going on and the changes that are going on, and he has a lot of insight to things that we don't know about. So listen up for Peter Jacobson.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, no doubt about it. All right, we'll take our first time out. When we come back, we're going to get into some golf, get you caught up on the leaderboards, maybe throw in a little football as well as Southern Fairways rolls on.
Hello, this is Brett Baer with Fox News Channel. For your up-to-date golf and sports information news, please continue to listen to Southern Fairways Radio Show with your hosts, Randy Bergen, Doug Holden, Matt Brandt, and sweet swinging Bobby Hall. Have a blessed day. Keep it fair, balanced, and unafraid. And by the way, Roll Tide and War Eagle.
You're doing a great job on the bagpipe there.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're doing a great job.
I played the bagpipes for a long time, Randy.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah. I can tell. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways. Randy Bergen, Doug Holton, Bobby Hall, Matt Brandt with a weekend off. Get you caught up real quick on the leaderboards, the Corn Ferry Tour in Springfield, Missouri for the Price Cutter Charity. Cooper Dorsey, Dossey leads that by one at 14 under. The LPGA is in Sylvania, Ohio for the Dana Open, where the 20-year-old from Thailand, from Chiang Mai, which Bobby is a North Thai, if you did not know that.
North Thai.
Yeah, boom, had a, well, that she lived up there at one point, so, okay.
You know where it's at.
Yeah, I do know where it's at.
We'll all get our Google map out and look it up.
There you go. Let me see if I can pronounce this properly. Chinati Wanasayan. Wanasayan?
Yes.
We'll go with that. Has a one-stroke lead at 11 under. The PGA Tour's alternate tournament is in a place that you know very well, Truckee, California. Right there across the line from Lake Tahoe.
Yeah, Truckee's a beautiful little place. It's just northwest on the California side and great place.
That's the Barracuda Championship where the 25-year-old from South Carolina played his college golf at SMU. Mac Mesner looking for his first PGA Tour victory. He sits at plus 26. They're playing the Stableford system. So when I first looked at that, because I had not had an opportunity to watch any, I'm like, plus 26? Hey, is he playing with us today? I mean, we could all play that. But the final major of the 2024 PGA Tour season, it is the 152nd Open Championship, where we see the 2019 Open Champion Shane Lowry. He leads right now at 7 under. Some crazy weather conditions out there. I know you've been watching quite a bit of it, Doug, but there's a guy by the name of Daniel Brown who is 3 back now with Henley and Rose, those guys at 4 under, Lawrence and Shoffley at 3 under. So it's going to be interesting to see how this turns out.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a great tournament. And I wanted to just pop in my head. Did y'all see, while we're talking about golf, before we get to football here, Kai Madison Trump this week?
I did. Was she fabulous or what?
Very good. And I understand she's a pretty good golfer from a source of mine. And evidently, she went to Auburn Golf Camp last winter. So,
oh, did she really?
Yeah. So it's interesting to hear the stories about her and the former president, Trump, playing golf. Those are great stories and a great speech.
Was it true that somebody said that she's a scratch golfer? Is that?
That's what they said. And, you know, they asked her about playing with her dad. And that was the funniest thing to me is she said her dad tries to get into her head while they're playing golf. And she said, I have to remind him that I'm a Trump, too, and that doesn't bother me.
Wow.
So she wasn't taking his lip.
Yeah.
Well, of course, getting into a little football, the media days, SEC media days, was in Dallas for the first time over there. And anything really pop out of there that was unexpected?
I don't think unexpected, really, Randy. It's, you know, we're in the middle of July, so like we talked about, what do you ask them in the middle of July? It's kind of a made-for-TV event now. But it was interesting that Auburn, Coach Freeze and the crew from Auburn went down a little early. They had Auburn Ambush, which is the booster alumni event that they do. They had it in Houston on Wednesday afternoon, Dallas on Thursday night, and Coach Freeze – was there and had a little spare time before Thursday and his appearance at Media Days, and he talked about his experience in the Texas state.
I have never come early to a media day, ever. I don't know of any coach that would, because I don't know, we were of this mindset that in say as little as you have to and see as few of people as you have to and get out. And we had the Auburn Dallas club meeting here last night, and it made no sense for me to fly back home and then fly here this morning. And so I came in a night early and really wasn't quite sure how that was going to go, but me and Lee Van Horn and our SID went to get something to eat, and dang, the first thing that happens, I have this group of people run up to me, and they were the Chamber of Commerce from Opelika, and they just won the national award. So congratulations to you guys. I hope that gets out somewhere. But then one by one, you media guys that saw us would come and visit with us and talk. And, man, we sat there for 3 hours last night. And then I say, it's time for me to go to bed. And I come in, and then a group of Alabama media caught me out here, and we sat there and talked for another hour. And I just appreciated that. It was nothing about ball, or we told stories and recruiting stories and lake stories, fishing stories. It was Eric Church stories. It was, but anyway, I know y'all didn't come to hear that, but I do appreciate it. I know you have a job to do, and I get that. You got to tell us when we're screwing it up. But, you know, last night for a period of 3 hours, it was kind of nice. Everybody was just human. And thank you for that.
You know, and that's kind of funny, Bobby, because I know you, a lot of these celebrities that you're around when you're at Lake Tahoe, they don't want to talk about what made them a celebrity, mm-hmm. okay? They want to talk about their golf game.
Yeah.
And I think, and Doug, listening to that with Hugh Freeze there, sometimes they don't want to talk football. They want to talk something else than football.
Yeah, and it's really their off time right now. Like I said, they've moved Media Days back to the middle of July, which I don't know what you ask them then. Yeah, I mean, they like to get away and recharge the batteries a little bit, talk some fishing, talk some golf or whatever they enjoy, and get away from football for a little bit.
Absolutely. We had an opportunity to hear from Coach DeBoer as well.
Listening to them hearing them out, I think that's the best thing you can do when you come in as a new coach. They understand that, you know, I want this team to be a team that ultimately is player-led.
Season.
So, and I think with him, basically, his role is to keep Alabama rolling like it's been, and which is going to be a challenge. But I, from what I understand and the people that I've talked to, they're pretty excited about this 2024 season. And
yeah.
DeBoer's the man. And I don't know that anybody else could have stepped in like he's going to.
The most exciting thing, I think, Randy, for Alabama and Alabama fans is the way they're recruiting. I understand they just got another five-star quarterback.
That's
so
great.
They are really rolling in recruiting right now, Auburn and Alabama. Doing well in recruiting.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Obviously, 16 teams in the SEC now, no divisions. So that's going to be kind of a – you got to wrap your mind around that a little bit. But Bobby, stepping out of the SEC, Southern Miss, how y'all looking this year?
Oh, we're excited because NIL, in a way, has kind of helped Coach Hall and Southern Miss picking up some players that are not going to get into the loop on some other bigger teams. So we're excited going into the Sun Belt year. I think it'll be a better year. We're always excited about Golden Eagle football and sports. We had a great baseball program, so it's going to lead into some excitement. If we fail this year, I don't know what's going to happen, but I am excited. I'm positive, and all of Southern Miss is positive. And Joe Paul, our president up there, is just doing a great job. We're getting a lot of recruits, a lot of kids coming to school at Southern Miss. You know, you're an hour and a half from Mobile, from the Mississippi Gulf Coast. You're not far from New Orleans, Vicksburg, Jackson, Meridian. Got a great program there at Southern Miss, so we're excited. It's a good place to go to school.
And I know you'll be going to a lot of the games, so
you
always do.
You and I are going to a game.
Absolutely.
And we're
going to
play golf.
I can't wait.
And, Doug, you're going with us.
Okay.
We're going to go to a Southern Miss football game, spend the night, have a buddy trip, and have a great time.
There
win or lose, we're going to have
there
a great time.
How about that, Doug?
Where are we playing?
We'll play Timberton and Hattiesburg Country Club.
How about that? See, you got to go with connections here.
You got a good one right there. You got a good one right there. Hey, by the way, if you didn't know, Alabama will be playing. They're going to be playing, obviously, at Bryant-Denny, but they're going to have a new name for the football field.
Yeah, some coach that was there a couple of years ago. I can't remember his name.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I know Auburn named their field already, but I can't. What is his name?
It's going to be. Let me just go ahead and help you through. It's going to be Saban Field at Bryant-Denny Stadium.
Ah, okay.
So that's listen. When you've had Coach Bryant there, one of the winningest coaches, one of the all-time coaches in college, and now you do have Coach Saban as the top college coach ever.
And he's got a statue already, right?
Yes.
So they could rename the university if they wanted to.
You know, they might, so just hang tight.
In my profession, being an administrator for the city of Fairhope and running the golf course, I really, really enjoy listening to all coaches, because they're leaders and they're bringing people together. And to pay attention to what Coach Saban has, Coach Freeze, all of them have to unite that team. And so when I have people under me and employees, and I listen to the Prep Sports Report and I listen to the coaches, you know, that leadership means so much. And I try to instill that. I will get in the trenches with my troops, but also I have to command them and lead them in the right direction to be a successful operation at our facility. But listening to Coach Saban is very, very inspiring.
He did awesome at Media Days, just sitting in there with Paul Feinbaum. I don't know if you had an opportunity to listen to that segment, but, boy, it really was good. So
we got Coach Hall here.
Mm-hmm. You do have Coach Hall. By the way, are any kin with you and Coach Hall at Southern Miss?
No, we're distant, but so somewhere down the line.
So we'll not be in any of the suites. Is that what I hear you saying?
His daddy is named Bobby Hall, who's in the Hall of Fame in the state of Mississippi for coaching, and has coached all over North Mississippi and has a great name, but no relation, unfortunately.
Back in Scotland somewhere, I think they were related.
Probably so.
Excited about our next segment. We're going to have Peter Jacobson on with us, 18 professional wins. We're going to talk to him. He's got a lot he wants to share with you. We'll talk with Peter Jacobson right here on Southern Fairways right after this.
Give me one good shot to the 16th green, where the cheers and boos can become obscene. Stadium golf at the TPC, where a deuce is great, but I'd take a three.
One shot. That is the voice of Peter Jacobson as we welcome you back to Southern Fairways. Randy Bergen, Doug Holton, sweet swinging Bobby Hall. Glad to have you on board with us. Glad to have this guy on with us as well. We know that you're traveling, Peter Jacobson, but man, welcome back to Southern Fairways.
Hey, great to hear. A song that I'm very familiar with. Thanks for playing.
Exactly. Jake Trout and the Flounders. That's a cheers and booze. Now I wanted to ask you, you did quite a few of these songs. Was there one particular song that stood out more than another?
Oh, I would say now, since we lost Glenn Frey, the great Glenn Frey, member of the Eagles, we did a song called, it was his song called, Smuggler's Blues, if you remember the Miami Vice show, and I rewrote it to be Struggler's Blues, and I did a duet with Glenn. I sang a couple of verses, and he sang a verse. It was pretty funny when we recorded it. It's his music, but my words, all golf lyrics, and he kept laughing while we were doing the recording, and I said, Glenn, can you just buck up and get it done?
Oh, I bet that was great. Glenn Frey was absolutely one of the very best, no doubt about it. We're visiting with Peter Jacobson right here on Southern Fairways. Peter, 18 professional wins. You won the 1995 AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, the 2013 recipient of the Payne Stewart Award, and we're going to talk a little bit about, we watched you at the Hall of Fame this year, the Golf Hall of Fame. How big was that with the move, and how special was that?
Well, it's funny you say that about the Hall of Fame. I'm up here in Portland, Oregon, and we were at the Hootie and the Blowfish concert last night, and went backstage and saw Darius. If you remember, Darius Rucker hosted that Hall of Fame presentation at Pinehurst this year, and he did a magnificent job. Darius Rucker is obviously an extremely talented young man, but it was really a wonderful evening. anything, anytime I have a chance to go to Pinehurst, that is such a special place. And 25 years ago when Tate Stewart won the U.S. Open, made that spectacular putt on 18, and then he lost his life 4 months later. So it was bittersweet. Every time I get back to Pinehurst and I see Payne's statue on 18, it reminds me of the good old days, the fun we had, and Jake Trout and the Flounders, the music that we did together, because that's was such a departure from what we do day to day, trying to make putts and beat each other's brains out, and we go into the studio and we record some music and we laugh at each other. So, yeah, it was a special night.
Bobby, I know you got a question for Peter here in just a second, but you mentioned Darius Rucker. I go back and watch some of these old shows. I was watching last night Hawaii 5-0, and Darius was one of the villains on the particular show I was watching last night. Didn't end well for him, for sure. But visiting with Peter Jacobson right here on Southern Fairways. Bobby?
Peter, you're always gracious at American Century. You do such a great job, and you're one of the people who keeps it cohesive during the event and talking to players, and you're just such a gentleman to be around. Kind of interject, we had a short conversation on the practice tee at Edgewood. You were talking about the tour and things coming up, and I just want to know kind of your opinion on where we stand and where we're headed and what can the fans out there look for in the future, and some of your projections into the tour and where are we headed, what are we doing, Champions Tour, LPGA, just your input, what's going on behind the scenes as you're a commentator.
Well, Bobby, it's very confusing for everybody in the game. I remember back in 1994, I was playing with Arnold Palmer in Greg Norman's Shark Shootout in L.A., and Greg called all of us to a special meeting, and that was where he first proposed a world tour, which is now the LIV Tour. It was a limited field, 48 to 54 players, big money, and just a few chosen players. And we would rescind our cards, leave the PGA Tour, and create our own world tour, which is exactly what Greg's done with the LIV Tour. And Arnold stood up in the meeting, and he said, I don't want any part of this, because I had the chance to do this back when he and Jack Nicklaus and Gary Player were the big three. He said, we were approached numerous times to leave the tour and do their own thing. And the reason they didn't do it was because it would have confused the golf fans, it would have confused the sponsors, it would have confused the other players, and it would hurt the game of golf around the world. And he got up and walked out of the room, soon to be followed by the rest of us. Because if it wasn't good enough for Arnold Palmer, it wouldn't be good for any of us, because Arnold, as you all know, had his finger on the pulse of the game of golf from day one. And I think the PGA Tour, Bobby, has always been the strength of the PGA Tour lies in the communities where we play and the charities we support. Full stop. It's not the players. It's the people that support the game. And players come and go. I don't care which tour. Players come and go. And the players sometimes get stuck on who they are and what they're doing right now. But Scottie Scheffler today, somebody else tomorrow. And that's what the players have to understand. And I think right now the game of golf is stuck in a very odd situation. PGA Tour doesn't know which way to turn. And I think right now we need to sit with the players and try to talk and appeal to their sensible side that, look, guys, it's not about you and it's not about money. It's about the sponsors, the communities, the fans, and the charities.
Very well said.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're visiting with Peter Jacobson right here on Southern Fairways. Doug, I know you have a question.
Yeah, Peter, along those lines, and what Bobby was kind of getting at, I think with people wondering what the direction of the PGA Tour is and golf in general right now, are you satisfied with the leadership, or do you see a change in leadership coming in golf in the future?
It's hard to say. because I've been on the policy board many times when I was playing on tour and on the Champions Tour, but I'm not there anymore. Basically, as Bobby said, I will sit and do commentary at tournaments across the tour schedules. Right now, I don't know if anybody knows where we're going. I've always thought that Jay Monahan was a wonderful guy. He loves the game of golf, and he's got a very formidable foe in the Live backers, the Saudis, that PIF investment fund right over there. I think there's factions working behind the scenes that are not working together, and I think it's a difficult thing. And I don't know. I wish I had more of a definitive answer, but I really don't know where we're going. But like I said a little bit earlier, we have to get the players to understand that it's not about each of them. It's not about their money. They make plenty of money, plenty of money. We're not like football. We're not like basketball or baseball. We're a niche sport. People that love golf die for golf, as you guys know. We love it, but we're not Aaron Rodgers. We're not Roger Clemens. We're not these huge athletes in these major sports. We play golf, and we have to always remember that.
Good point. There's no doubt. Visiting with Peter Jackson right here on Southern Fairways. Peter, we got you for about another 3 minutes here. I want to turn real quick. We found out that Tiger kind of turned down the captainship for the Ryder Cup, the 2025 Ryder Cup. Keegan Bradley has been announced. What's your thoughts with Keegan being the captain?
Well, I love the fact that Keegan is the captain. I don't think there have been many players in the history of the Ryder Cup on the United States side that exhibit as much enthusiasm for the Ryder Cup like Keegan. Players that I've played with on Ryder Cups and I've observed over the years, players like Azinger and Corey Pavin and Lanny Watkins and Raymond Floyd, these are the kind of guys that and Payne Stewart, they love to gut it out and grit it out. And in watching Keegan, I covered some Ryder Cups for NBC along the way, and watching Keegan live and die with each putt, each shot, I think he's going to bring that energy to the team. And speaking with Tiger, about Tiger passing it up, I think Tiger will eventually be a Ryder Cup captain. He certainly deserves it, and he brings that same passion. But I know Tiger is right now working on what we just discussed, the Live mm-hmm. situation, the PGA Tour's situation. He's trying to level the playing field with what's going on in the world, and I know he's got his hands full there, but I do really love the fact that Keegan is now the new Ryder Cup captain.
Yeah, Peter, on a lighter subject, we're sitting here watching the third round of the Open Championship over at Royal Troon, which certainly has a lot of history and tradition. I wonder if you had a Scottish accent that you've developed over the years.
Well, it's great. I love to watch the Open from Troon, Royal Troon. It's wonderful to watch the wind and the rain and all the intangibles that these players face every day, every hole. And it just throws so many problems at these players all the way down the line.
That's pretty good. That's a whole lot better than what you had, Doug.
Yeah, much, much better. He's had more practice.
There's no doubt. Hey, Peter, we got about a minute left here. I want to ask you real quick. I mentioned that you won the 1995 AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, but you also, when you went on to the Champions Tour, you won two majors there in 2004, the U.S. Senior Open, and, of course, 2005, the Ford Senior Players Championship. But was there one that stood out more than the other?
I think being a USGA champion is so special because I've been a big USGA fan my whole life. So the Senior Open was great. But I think from an overall fun aspect, winning the AT&T at Pebble, playing with Jack Lemmon, I believe that week I played with Jack Lemmon, Greg Norman, and Clint Eastwood the first three rounds. Having a chance to be able to interact with those guys but keep my mind on my game because, without a doubt, the AT&T is the most important tournament in golf because it brings everybody into Pebble Beach surrounding the game of golf that we love. The game of golf right now, as you guys know, is at the intersection of all aspects of our society, from legal to finance to entertainment, athletics, whatever it is, everybody loves to play golf. And that Pebble Beach AT&T is one of the most special events. And so that stands out in my mind.
I got to tell you, Peter, it's always a blast to have you on. Look forward to having you on again. And maybe if you're down in the SEC part of the world, I know you're a big Oregon Duck fan, but maybe get down here where Alabama and Auburn and the SEC is. Come down, maybe we can get to play some golf with you.
Well, a buddy of mine that I knew, he grew up in Oregon, Greg Byrne. He's the director athletics there at Alabama. So always in touch with Greg, and I keep saying that we're gonna get the Ducks and Alabama in some game this year, hopefully soon.
That would be fun. Well, thank you for taking time to be with us, Bobby. I know in closing.
Hey, Peter, thank you very much. I always enjoy our friendship at American Century. And safe travels. You're headed to New York, and hope to see you down the road soon. And we'll be in touch. Thank you so much for being on Southern Fairways.
Thank you, guys.
All right, there you go. Peter Jackson, always a great interview. The guy's good. I love listening to him on TV. And if you have an opportunity to go check out Jake Trout, the Ball Washers, or Jake Trout, the Flounders. All right. Hey, we'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll talk. Maybe we'll talk a little football. Don't go anywhere.
Walking in seems simple enough. Besides all the noise, it doesn't seem so tough. So why am I nervous? Why am I scared? I can't stop thinking it's a jungle in here. It's a jungle in here, and we all know it. The fans are fired up and making sure they show it. The rally.
It's a jungle in here, and it's a jungle over there.
Is Bruce Pearl listening right now?
I don't know. Huh? He should be. That should be their song.
Maybe the theme song, right?
You need to get with him on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Welcome back to Southern Fairways. Randy Bergen, Doug Holton, Bobby Hall hanging out with us. Bobby, always good to have Peter on. One of the funny guys. Enjoyed the conversation with him.
Yeah, I just texted him that we were playing It's a Jungle. And he said, that's some classic tunes there. So, yes, it's nice to have Peter. What a great ambassador for the game of golf.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, let's try to talk. We'll get you caught up here on the Open here, the 152nd playing of the Open in just a moment, but trying to talk a little football. Doug, as I know, you always enjoy SEC football. We're right around the corner from it, about, 42 days, I think, away. Mm-hmm. When you look at the SEC, and, of course, we've got Texas coming in, we've got Oklahoma coming in, which I think is going to be interesting for them as they have to play SEC teams just about every weekend, what we've been experiencing for all these years. How do you think Texas would match up? And I don't think that Texas plays LSU. I know that Oklahoma will play LSU, and I think they do that the last game of the season for them. But how do you think that game, that's going to match up? Let me see.
LSU-Oklahoma?
LSU-Oklahoma, and they'll be in Baton Rouge.
Well,
because me and Bobby have been to Baton Rouge on a Saturday night, against Alabama.
Well, it's always going to be interesting. All the colorful intersectional rivalries, you know, that they're going to play that they haven't played, LSU and Arkansas, and I know Oklahoma is coming to Auburn on the fifth game of the year for the Tigers this year. So it's going to be some different looking matchups, and I think that was a big question. At SEC Media Days, Randy, is, you know, Texas and Oklahoma are coming into the SEC. What kind of attitude are they going to have when they come into this conference? Do they think they're going to come in and dominate, or how will teams, you know, treat them when they come to the different venues in the Southeastern Conference?
See, and I think that's the question that I have. Obviously you're going to roll into these stadiums and have the attitude of winning.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a different feel than what you've been in the Big 12 for all these years.
Yeah. Do they get treated like a member of the SEC, or is it kind of a welcome to our conference type season this year? That's going to be interesting to
me. Let's look at the schedule for Oklahoma real quick. Oklahoma will start out on August the 30th, so they'll be playing on a Friday. They'll play Temple, then they play Houston, Tulane, Tennessee, all of those at home. So they have four home openers. Then they travel to Auburn on September the 28th. That'll be an interesting game. Then they have Texas in Dallas. Then they will host South Carolina. They travel to Oxford to take on Ole Miss. Then they play Maine, so they got a week off there. Then they're at Missouri. They host Alabama, and then they're at LSU.
Yeah.
Once you get into it, you get into it.
Just listening to that, Randy, when you said Oklahoma and Tennessee, have you ever seen that before?
Hey, Bobby's got to shake out of here. Bobby, always good to have you. Thank you, man.
Thank you. Yeah,
safe travels.
We got a tournament going on. We got some weather in the area, so I'm going to depart. Thank you for listening to Southern Fairways. Great to be on. Travel safe.
You might have to make a ruling down there.
That's right. Yeah, it's going to be a ruling. Cancel. But, yeah, no, I mean, you look at it. Just saying that.
Yeah.
Oklahoma and LSU, Oklahoma and Tennessee, and Alabama.
Just picture that on your television. Oklahoma in their, what do they call their color, Randy? Red. I know it's red, but
it's more of a
maroon,
yeah. If you will.
And Tennessee orange. I mean, that to me, that's a different look in college football. I don't think I've ever seen Oklahoma Tennessee play before. Have you?
I don't know that I have.
Yeah, so it's
I need to go back and look and see if they've played before.
Yeah, it's just going to be fun to watch that. Some things we've never seen. And you mentioned Texas and Oklahoma playing in Dallas, and it'll be an SEC game this year.
Which is so interesting to me.
Yeah,
that's why I said earlier. I think the 2024 season in the SEC with 16 teams, no divisions. Mm-hmm. How that's going to shake out is just really going to play very interesting. And whenever you look at Texas, real quick, we'll go through their schedule. They open up on Saturday, August the 31st. They'll be playing Colorado State. Then they're at Michigan, University of Texas, San Antonio, ULM. They take on Mississippi State on September the 28th. Again, they're at Oklahoma. They take on Oklahoma in Dallas on October the 12th. And then this is going to be a big one. They'll be hosting the Bulldogs of Georgia on October the 19th, followed by being at Vanderbilt, then Florida, Arkansas, Kentucky, Texas A&M. That's a pretty good run right there.
It is. And thinking about Georgia and Texas, I think I was in New Orleans in 1984, sitting there watching Georgia and Texas. Is that right? When Auburn was playing in the Sugar Bowl that day or that night or something. But that's another great, great matchup in college football that's going to be fun to watch. Two really good teams. Obviously, it'll be probably in the top 10 in the preseason. And, wow. It's going to be fun to watch.
Well, I'm ready to get started. I think most everybody is. Obviously, everything right now is just kind of speculation. All you do is that's what we do. Mm-hmm. I mean, put out the predictions, and you never know until it's kind of like what Mike Tyson said. You got to plan until you get smacked in the face, okay?
Yeah.
And then things change.
And then you have two teams in Texas and Oklahoma that are used to being there at the top of college football. Oklahoma hasn't been quite as good as they have been maybe in the further back in the past. But I was just thinking it's going to be even more elevated this year with the 12-team playoff. And how much does the SEC, with Texas and Oklahoma included, beat each other up? And how many teams can the SEC get in that final 12? No divisions.
See,
just whacking it out the whole season, you know?
Man, I mean, when you play that hard, that many games, there's going to be some injuries in there. You got to have some depth. And
Got to have a couple quarterbacks and three or four running backs, right?
Yeah, no doubt, yeah. No doubt. Hey, got a minute or two left here in this edition of Southern Fairways. Let's go to the open real quick. It's the 150-second playing of the Open Championship. Shane Lowry right now through four holes. He's at 8 under. He leads by 3. Justin Rose, who's making a pretty good move, he's at 5 under. Daniel Brown at 5 under as well. He's even through four holes. Russell Henley moving up 24 spots at 4 under. And Thriston Lawrence, the young man from South Africa, he is finished for the day. He is at 3 under, and he is a T5. Sam Burns playing exceptionally well, up 33 spots at 3 under.
Speaking of LSU.
There you go. Absolutely. Xander Schauffele, Scotty Scheffler, Billy Horschel, those guys at 3 under. We asked the question, who is Daniel Brown? Nobody really, I don't think you really heard about Daniel prior to yesterday or this weekend or Thursday and Friday. He is actually a young man that is from England and has been playing a little bit. Been a tough run for him. I think he was the official world rankings for him was somewhere in the high 200s, like 270, 272, something like that. So he's been trying to make it, but
chance of a lifetime this weekend. Make a good finish, make a good check, and maybe propel him on to bigger and better things.
It would be the biggest check that he's ever gotten if he can finish in the top 10. Yeah. I don't think there's any question about that.
And the question, Randy, I think is Scotty Scheffler, Xander, Sam Burns, how close can they get to Shane Lowry in the final part of this round? And then you mentioned Thriston Lawrence.
Thriston Lawrence.
I think he birdied 6 out of his first 8 holes today. Can somebody come out tomorrow early in the morning? You know, they'll be playing in the afternoon over there, but morning our time. And can somebody do that tomorrow and make a move on the final day and win this thing?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Obviously, with this weather, it looks like the wind has probably died down a little bit, so you're seeing some better scores. The rain seems to have dissipated for now, but Phil Mickelson, he drops in another one. How do you feel about Phil?
I sent you that text. Did you see it this morning?
I did. Wearing the jumper
now,
pants.
Now, remember what we talked about last year? Phil said, okay, so they can wear joggers, but I can't wear a nice pair of golf shorts.
Yeah.
Now Phil's wearing joggers at the British Open. How about that?
Do you like that?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
Should be a lot of fun to watch the finish on this. Let's see, where is Phil right now? Justin Thomas, by the way, we saw him. He's up 32 spots right now. He's finished. He's 4
playing
under for
better.
The day. He's even on the tournament. You know, there were a lot of names in here that did not make the cut.
Yeah.
That was surprising me. Rory McIlroy, Ludvig Åberg or Åberg, however you want to, tomato, tomato.
Russell Henley playing well.
Russell Henley is playing well. There's no question about that at all. Hey, I want to remind you, be sure and check out our magazine. Joey Johnson is the publisher and editor-in-chief. He's produced another great magazine full of golf, travel, leisure, and more. You can pick one up. It's a free copy at most any golf course, so you can go online to southernfairwaysgolf.com. As always, fun to hang out with you. Look forward to hanging out with you next week. Doug, thank you, sir, for being here.
Thank you.
Great to have Bobby Hall, Peter Jacobson on with us, and thank you for hanging out. So until then, remember, let's hit a knee, say a prayer. God bless America. I'm Randy Bergen. Thanks to our producer, Steve Stanley, as well. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.